of Great People TV. Hope you're well and safe, because tonight we're talking to someone who I like to call my not sister, even though she shares the same name as me, Ibrahim. That is Sayamara Ibrahim, an all-around entertainer, host, singer, actress, and just all-around entertainer, because today the topic is entertainment today. How do you look at entertainment versus how Sayamara and I look at it? So without further ado, let's welcome the one and only Sayamara Ibrahim. And like I said, everyone, here with us today is not my sister, but I've always wanted to say that. Sayamara Ibrahim, not my sister, but my good friend. Sayamara, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Ben. That's funny because people did ask me many, many times, have you got a sibling who's in the industry? And I was like, no, I have three siblings who are in a metal band, but not hosting.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's one of the main reasons I asked you here, not because of your pure entertainment talents, because like you just said, your family is all about entertainment as well. We're talking about entertainment today. How has entertainment today changed from when we first started some years back to what it is today? What it is today because of digital, because of COVID, and just the way people consume content. So before we get there, just tell us a little bit about where are you now, Sayamara, in terms of your entertainment career, because your entertainment career is always on the up.
Well, what I did was, you know, I went full on for 22 years, like, you know, from 18 all the way till 38. I just went go, 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 like everything I could do. You know, I had that passion. I mean, I studied psych. I'm the eldest of four children. I'm the Katlong, the oldest sister. And I guess I just always wanted to not rely on anyone and be very independent. So hence the drive to succeed and the drive to entertain probably. But if I were to sit here, it would probably take 3 hours to explain it to you. But where I'm at today is very much different to where I was 25 years ago when I started as a model and an actress and TV host and got into everything after that, singing and whatnot. I took a hiatus for 4 years prior to this because I wanted to be in the right headspace to get pregnant and to take care of my daughter, Sophia, which is your wife's name.
Exactly.
And I wanted to, Sophia are usually beautiful. So I'm sure
you 100%. Yeah.
So I wanted to be able to be a present mother for her. And the first 3 years are very important and formative, right? So I thought, well, I could jump back into it like a lot of moms do. And the thing is, I had the privilege of being able to not have to do that anymore, whereas in the past, I had to work. So I decided to focus and take care of her. But the last year or so, that drive and that passion sort of... you could say I couldn't get it out of my head. I think once you're an entertainer, it's not so much the addiction that comes, the adrenaline and the dopamine and whatnot. That's part of it that happens to every entertainer in whatever means they entertain in. But more, I miss making people feel entertained. And I felt like I still had it in me. And a lot of people would say to me when they'd meet me, like, oh, you know, you look good enough for TV still. And I'd be like, geez, thanks. Okay, well, that's
good, you know. So, ouch, okay, yeah.
I don't have to go to radio again. So I'm doing all right, apparently, you know, for appearances-wise. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Let's just be honest. That is part of the job, you know.
Very and much thank so. God,
I've been quite disciplined with fitness and health. It's something I love, martial arts and whatnot. So, yeah, okay, so mommy's okay. She's all right. Mentally, I spent a good 3 years trying to get my headspace back into place, Ben. I very much spent a lot of time as a mental health advocate because I went through a lot of postnatal depression. And I wanted to deliver that message across to the masses. And I did that during COVID through like almost 200 Zoom talks. Advocating for it. And once I got my head sorted out and my body is okay, I said, well, let's do this again. You know, I still have it in me. And I decided to go back, and Astro offered me at the right time. And I'm doing this show called Vaz Vaganza, which is the dissection or post show to the number one entertainment show right now in Malaysia, which is Gegar Vaganza, which is the singing competition.
Yes.
So I'm happy to be doing that. But I continue with my mental health advocacy on the side and
nice.
MCing and whatnot. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really, really interesting journey. And we have noticed that you have deviated a little bit to the mental health space, and we've seen some of your workshops online and your posters. Yeah. Keep that up, by the way. It's a great piece of work. I do a little bit of mental health work here and there based on my experience with depression. And it's really, I know you didn't say it, but I do agree with you that it is such a rewarding job. But on the topic of entertainment today, like you said just now, Sarima, you took some time off and then you came back to it. And even though you took some time off, the entertainment world changes every day. Now TikTok is dominating the space. Who knows what's going to dominate the space in the next 3-4 years?
So hopefully it'll be a circle.
Exactly. So as an entertainer, two parts to the question really. How do you keep up with it? And how much, if you can sum it all up, how much has entertainment changed? Because someone once told me, look, singing, you have to get to the point very, very quickly. Some singers can't do that because they were trained a certain way. No right or wrong answer. Your views, Sarima.
Yeah, I mean, we are a species that doesn't like to have to focus very long. Humankind, we want instant gratification. That's why we get taught as young toddlers to be patient and, you know, we have to just learn self-control. But the thing is, I mean, obviously with anything, industrialization taught us this. There's a pro and a con. There's two sides to each coin. So everything's faster now. There's TikTok. Everything's within 30 seconds. Twitter's in 1 second or less. You say one thing wrong, there's no such thing as, whoops, sorry, let me take that back. I've learned from it. We've all learned from it. The thing is, with that, obviously, I could say the pros are you can reach people faster, connection seems faster, but actually it is a connection under the pretense of being connection is actually complete disconnection. And I say that because I feel like entertainment now is a disconnection. It's used more for a numbing out. So people go to the internet and, you know, we've got a massive porn demic that's happening too. And I have to bring this up because I'll be doing a talk on this in this month, talking to an expert on this topic, because what's come with TikTok and everything is there's a lack of boundaries under the pretense of freedom of speech and creativity. Now, I'm all for saying what you feel and, you know, but I don't believe in not having consequences. You can say and do what you want in life, but you've always got consequences. And unfortunately, when the consequences start affecting the youth and there's an addiction to pornography and there's an awful lot of lack of boundaries, that's when I start going, am I going to pour oil all over my butt like Kim K did so that I can get, so I can break the internet? Never, 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 never. You could never pay me enough to do that. So I think there's this instant gratification problem and I don't feel the need to keep up with it, Ben. So what I do is I'm not a big TikToker. What I do is I still continue to be me. And I feel like if I were to put out a lot of that kind of content, people would see me as not being genuine anymore because they know when I was born and they know what time I'm loyal to. So I believe in true connections rather than just putting out content for the sake of you looking at it and you liking it. I just don't believe that virality, that, you know, everything going viral means connecting. I think we've misinterpreted that. And there's an awful lot of sad, lonely people. You've got keyboard warriors and whatnot. And an increase in depression as there's an increase in the usage of social media. So, I mean, we can't deny this. This is science and this is facts. So why? So I feel like, yes, we can give out more, we can see more, we can do more. But human beings have never been good with too much choice.
True that.
You know, when you've been given too much choice, you just lose the ability to sift through and pick what quality is. That's what I feel. So nice. Like what happens with me is I turn on Netflix and I just want to see a show, right? I just want to see a show to entertain myself at night and chill out with my husband. And it's just like I'm being bombarded with messages that I'm supposed to believe in. And it's like, this goes against my values. But, you know, I'm not judging anyone, but it's like, can you just stop trying to impose? There's an awful lot of imposing happening and scenes that are just like, did I really need to see this person ripped to death so gory like, or you know, did I really need to see this amount of sex in 2 seconds? So entertainment's changed. It's faster. There's more of it. We can reach more people, but we're not touching more people.
Right. I like that. And I really like it, Sarma, why I like you and why we're friends is because that you're always straight up. You know, you don't change because of whatnot, and you do stand by to what you believe in, and God, may that never change. So well done, and well done to sticking to your principles, because a lot of young entertainers, they sort of are a bit lalang because they go with where the opportunities are, and you can't blame them, because cari makan, feeding the rice bowl, especially if they have a family, it's not easy. But let's tweak the next question a little bit, because you have clearly said that, which is great, you're yourself, I belong to this generation, so I will use that generational style to entertain my followers, my fans, and people who like my work, which is great. So you're not a fake. However, you're a mom.
Yeah.
It's a young, beautiful daughter, Sophia. You know, how has your entertainment palette changed being a mom versus being a single person some years back? You know? And how do you think about entertainment as a mom and as an individual in this day and age? And the second part of that question, if Sophia were to come up to you not long in the future and say, Mommy, I want to be a YouTuber, because my son came up to me this morning and said the same thing, and I'm trying to give him a balanced answer.
Without being biased, right?
Yeah, because I don't like, because my fear is that if they get into the digital space too young, because he's only 6 years old, they can be narcissistic, you know, that kind of negative personality, which can be socially awkward sometimes.
Yeah, the pressure adds to that, right?
Exactly. And I don't want them to be that. I want them to be a person who fits in quite nicely and a person who respects everybody.
Yeah, most importantly, respects himself, right?
100%.
Mm. You see, that's probably, to answer your question, where I'd probably come from straight out. I did a lot of studies in trauma and, you know, transgenerational trauma, and part of that is not all bad. I mean, it's the things that we're passed on, like qualities and values, like respect and whatnot, are good things. The problem with entertainment today is, like I said, there's an awful lot of imposing of values. And I always say, you know, I'm all for freedom of speech, but I'm just not for freedom of consequence. Because I think as human beings, we always need consequences, and that's what our children need, you know, and they need to know, okay, you can say and do this, but if you do this, this is what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? So, for example, like, you know, like now that I've got a daughter, I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to explain to her that, you know, it's not okay to go around dressed in a bikini or, like, you know, put naked selfies in the future? Exactly. How do I explain to her that this is not what you need to do to connect with people just because you get likes or something like that, you know, or do something that's, you know, out of her principles? I think it'll have to come down to self-value. So if we can sort of just tell them, you're enough as you are, whatever size and shape you are. Yes, there's all these pressures out there. And yeah, they may get all the likes and people might be popular because of that, but it doesn't last long. And I think we need to really discuss the effects of it, the negative effects too, because all we do, right, is talk about so many likes, so many followers, but we never talk about how many haters and how much psychological damage has been happening. And the addiction, like I mentioned earlier, to pornography or gambling that's happening to children as young as 5 years old are addicted to porn right now. It's destroying their brains. So I'm like, you know, people are like, what do you mean? They can't possibly know what they're watching. It's natural. And I'm like, no, it's not that. It's their brains are changing. It's been shown, you know, when you have too much dopamine or too much serotonin from watching certain TV shows, your brain literally learns, this is what I should be seeking out for the rest of my life. And there's a consequence for that. So gone are the days of our Smurf Ben and our, you know, Fraggle Rock, where, you know, the worst thing you'd see is someone being like shouted at. Now, unfortunately, there's things much, much more, you know, terrifying than that. So as a mother, I'm trying to instill in her, like, you're okay being you, and let's talk about what happens if you do A or if you do B. I think children just need to know choices and consequences. Because I can't stop her, neither can you.
No.
You know, whatever she does, I just want her to know, okay, if you go down this path, these are the options. And if you go down this path, these are also probably what's going to happen. Not like sweet talk it and not put just fear in there. So it's really tricky because when I was in my youth, I was like, I'm going to watch everything. Nothing affects me. You know that feeling. But when I look back on it now and I look back, I realize there were many things that I was brainwashed into and ideas and ideals of how a woman should be, how a man should be, how society should be, that didn't serve me at all.
Wow. No, that's very interesting because and it's good that you're going to have the courage to speak to her and have those tough conversations because a lot of parents keep the conversations pretty much cushy, cushy, la, la. And then the child might think everything's okay. So just two more questions really, Sarima, on this topic because you've been very concise today. It's really, really good. I think it's almost like opening a book and getting all the right answers straight away. And thank you for that. That'll make our viewers, they will look at this and say, okay, yeah, I learned something from Sarima today. And I always learn something from you, even when we're at events and stuff, even if it's small talk or big talk or whatnot. But right now, what I noticed that you're hosting such great shows at the moment in Malay and singing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're partner with young hosts. And without mentioning any names.
Yeah.
What do you tell them? What do you share with them about entertainment from in terms of how our generation was taught versus how their generation is taught in terms of meaning that entertainment value in the middle for today's viewers?
I feel so awkward answering this because it makes me sound like an old auntie or
No, you're not. You're not in your 50s or your 60s. You're not in that generation. Oh, so, yeah.
I don't want to be patronizing and I don't want to be condescending because I believe that even the younger ones, oh my God, I already sound like a
girl. You said it. Yeah.
I mean, okay. So newer entertainers, okay. They've got so much drive. They've got so much passion. And I never want to be the person who puts water on that and is a dampener to it. Do you know what I mean? Because we've all been there and I've made so many mistakes that I'm thankful I made. Because if I never made the mistakes, I would never have had to struggle. And human beings without a sense of struggling achieve nothing. So I try not to prevent struggles in my children and whenever I work with someone, I'm like, okay, if their struggles are going to affect me and my reputation, let's be honest, I'm like, no, come on. Calm down, okay? This isn't about you or me. This is about the audience and we're here as hosts. And one thing I don't agree upon is hosts thinking that they're number one and they're the sole focus of any event because you're not there to be the star or the singer unless you are singing for that 3 minutes and then you go back to being host. You know your place. You know what I mean? Gosh, I sound like a real old fogey there, didn't I?
No.
For God's sakes. But do you know what I mean? Respect. It comes down to respecting the space and the responsibility you've been given. So when I work with, and sometimes it's harder to work with seniors because they're like, no, I do it this way and I know more. So I think the younger ones are a bit more open. They're always like, there are two types. There's, I don't want to hear from you. You're old school. You're not relevant. And then there's the other type that's like, tell me everything. I need to know everything now. Download it into my system. So I'm always like, okay, whatever we're going to do right now together, let's be genuine about it and make sure that everybody gets a win. So I always go into something like, let's have a win together. Okay. And it doesn't matter who puts the ball in who gets the ball in. You pass to me, I pass to you, the ball goes in, our team wins. The problem is there's a lot of people out there and entertainers, especially some hosts, that want to be the person who dribbles the ball and only they put it in for a slam dunk. Yeah? So that's not teamwork. So I always say, a big part of why I probably got hired a lot is because I always ask my co-hosts, so what should we do now? So what should we do now? What can we do next? Not to be afraid of being vulnerable, just ask. Say, I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. I don't know. I don't think I can do this part, or maybe I'm not going to be funny. Can you help me? And I think that's what's missing. People are afraid to be vulnerable. And I think from an earlier generation, we weren't that afraid because we would just be like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this, lah. Seriously, because there was nobody recording and uploading those moments, and there was no sense of like shame for being vulnerable. So I think, you know, when I'm working with someone, I always say to them, don't worry if you're scared, it's normal, because I'm really scared too. Because as much as you could go down with me, I could go down with you. So as long as we both win, everybody wins.
Nice. And look, that's, I liked it how you used basketball metaphor, because you're talking to a basketball commentator, so well done. But final question, Sarima, because you've really given a lot of antidotes to the topic today, entertainment today, what entertainment was then, what entertainment was now, and what the entertainment could be in the future. But here, right here and now, where can viewers or fans of you and of music and entertainment and acting and hosting and all of the above find a bit more information about you in terms of a website or a Facebook page? And maybe you can tease us a little bit about what's coming up next, because 2022 is almost over. 2023 is around the corner.
It's crazy. I know. I can't believe it. I'm already going to be in my mid-40s by February.
Same. I'm telling you.
That's okay. I feel fitter and stronger now than I was when I was 25. Isn't that weird?
No, that makes sense. Renewed sense of purpose and of energy, because parenthood does do that to you.
Yeah. I mean, it drains you, but it also gives you strength.
100%.
I think, okay, most people can catch me on my social media. I mean, that's where I'm at most of the time. I'm really
Instagram, big Facebook, or?
Yeah, Instagram, and I'm a big real person. I'm trying to do TikTok, and I got on the bandwagon way too late. But it doesn't matter. And I'm a big Facebook person still. So I'll be doing a live on the subject of addiction. And that's going to be this month. So you can find out more by following me on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm starting up TikTok a bit more. I just don't like having to fake stuff a lot. So I find that if I go on TikTok, I'm going to have to create something to entertain. And I'd rather just be me. And hopefully that's entertaining enough. Do you know what I mean? I'm on social media. And of course, I'm on Vaz Vaganza till the end of November. Every Sunday night at 11:30 p.m. It's a late show, but it's like anything with sports. It's the after game, basically. So we'll be talking about what happened and how people feel as a result of the show. And I wanted to give that depth because I think it's missing in entertainment. No one really talks about how everyone's coping. We just talk about like how they perform.
Well, Sarima, you've left us with a lot of good thoughts and points, and it all leads back to that wonderful word that we all talk about every day, but we all don't do as well as we should, which is all about respect. Respect the people that you work with, respect the audience that you're talking to, and most importantly, respect yourself, because we are all professionals. So on behalf of Great People TV, thank you very much, Sarima Ibrahim, not my sister, but my friend, for being with us here today. And if you do want to find out a bit more information on Sarima, look at the link at below on our Great People TV channel right now. She's on Instagram, she's on TikTok, she's on Facebook, and she's on TV every Sunday night. And I can tell you this, Sarima is a very entertaining person, not just because of, you know, she's funny, she's hilarious, and also a very good singer, but also because you can speak two languages at the same time, and not many people can do that. Look, Sarima, I can go on and on about you. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Any makan you want. So look forward to catching up with you soon, and make sure Jamie and Sophia comes along. That'll be at my Sophia too. And that'll be a great catch-up session about parenthood and life.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Next topic, parenthood and life. Yes, let's do that.
All right. No worries. Sir. And everybody, one last thing. Don't forget to follow Great People TV social media channels. On behalf of Sarima Ibrahim, myself, Ben Ibrahim, and everybody here at Great People TV, thank you for watching, and we'll catch you next week. Stay safe. That's what I like about Sarima. Short, sweet, to the point. She really knows what she's talking about. Thank you, Sarima Ibrahim. Not my sister, but my very good friend, and all our friends here today on Great People TV, for really, really giving a lot of substance to the topic, entertainment today. No right or wrong answer. You guys have a point of view as well. On that note, I'm just going to say goodbye and take care. Don't forget to like all our social media handles right here on Great People TV. Be safe, everyone. And thanks for watching. Great People TV. Catch you next week.